USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The Biden administration refused Texas Governor Greg Abbott's appeal that the federal government reimburse Texas for millions of dollars spent responding to the migrant crisis at the southern border. Federal Emergency Management Agency Director Dean Criswell notified the governor of the decision in a letter sent Sunday.
Elections have consequences, and stolen elections have catastrophic consequences.
Steve Bannon, the former Trump campaign strategist who has used his War Room podcast to amplify Trump's claims that the election was stolen, was among the featured speakers at the Pima County GOP's sold-out Lincoln Day dinner on Saturday.
In 2020, Donald Trump won a bigger victory in this country. And I will debate any person, take on any presidential commission, go before Congress, do anything they want, and show them the receipts.
This is USA Radio News.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now, so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
More than 3,000 mostly Central American migrants walked along a highway in southern Mexico toward the town of Huixtla Monday, where security forces had deployed, possibly signaling that authorities would soon try to break up the group. About 100 National Guard, soldiers, and immigration agents waited just outside Huixtla. Authorities have dissolved other migrant groups in the area during other recent attempts. Senate Democrats plan to reveal a revenue scheme for their multi-trillion-dollar budget bill that would tax unrealized capital gains, a move targeted toward the richest of the ultra-wealthy. The measure would put taxes on unrealized capital gains, but would start at an extremely high threshold. To meet the threshold, an individual would need to make $1 billion or more in income in 1 year. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The World Series starts Tuesday. Tim Berg sets the stage.
The Atlanta Braves are heading to the World Series for a matchup against the Houston Astros after they beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 4-2 Saturday. Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp offers his congratulations to the team on Fox and Friends.
It is a great win for the team, the organization, but especially for the fans.
Kemp adding this will be a great economic boost for the state.
It's great to see the game coming here for the team and the fans and the organization, but it's also good for those small business owners and hardworking Georgians.
This comes after Major League Baseball moved the All-Star game from Atlanta, Georgia to Denver, Colorado this year. That was in response to Georgia's state legislator passing an election reform bill that critics argue restricted Americans' right to vote. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The National Weather Service has confirmed a strong tornado that thrashed the southeastern Missouri city of Fredericktown as strong storms that swept the state and moved into Illinois overnight damaged buildings and knocked out power but left no serious injuries. The National Weather Service confirmed an EF3 tornado hit Fredericktown Sunday night, damaging homes, businesses, and the main electrical substation that feeds power to the city of about 4,000. A tornado with that rating is considered strong, and wind speeds range from 136 to 165 miles per hour. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.